my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Friday, the last day of the week. By the way, this Sunday here at North Valley Baptist Church is Promotion Sunday. Third graders become fourth graders become fifth graders become sixth graders. That's about it. We promote our kids to the next class. They'll get a Sunday school teacher for 12 months that'll love them, pray for them, work with them. It is going to be a great Sunday. We look forward to this weekend, Saturday, at soul winning visitation and calling on people and lining them up to get saved and get baptized and join the church and unite with God. Well, here's a good song. Well Done, My Child, the quintet. These are boys that grew up here, born here, I think, all of them. They sing for us.
As I go winding my way to glory land, the home of the soul, my life is filled with sorrow where I roam. Enter the gates of glory land, which now is my goal, my Lord will say, my child, you're welcome home, you're welcome home.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
My Lord will say,
my Lord will say,
with courage bold you stood for the right,
a crown of life. Sail away across the oceans full. I'll be so happy to hear my Savior say in sweet paradise, well done, my child. You now are welcome home.
You're welcome home. Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
My Lord will say,
my Lord will say,
with courage bold you stood for the right,
a crown of love.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done.
Like Paul of old, you fought a good fight.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
Well done.
Don't you want to hear that by the Lord Jesus Christ? Well done. The older I get, I hope I'll hear that. I don't know if I will or not. I hope so. And I hope that every Christian can have well done. I was thinking of John Huss the other day as he was burned at the stake. I was thinking of all those that had died for the name of Christ. You know, during the Dark Ages, was it 500 years? Over 50 million, they have looked at that. They said perhaps as 100 million people died for the name of Christ. Boy, they're going to be at the front of the line. I certainly won't be. But I pray that whatever I do, it will be glory to God. Well, here's a song. Jesus stepped in. I'm free. I think you'll enjoy the families they sing for us. And then the Bible study, 2 Thessalonians.
The seeds that I
God for that good music. Okay, here we go. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. Let's read several verses. Verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, not after the tradition which ye have received of us. For yourselves know how that ye ought to follow us, for we behaved ourselves not disorderly among you. Look what it says in verse number 11. For we hear, this is what we're hearing, that there are some that walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Verse 14, and have no, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Now, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. He can be saved, but if he's not standing for Christ, I told our teenagers years ago, they used to have this was framed and they put it in the college, high school chapel. You show me your friends, I'll show you your future. I know of many, many preachers. Some I pray for you daily because you're a good man, a godly man, but you are anti- independent, fundamental, separated Baptist. You're just against it. You're every preacher you're against. Oh, I don't like that preacher. He doesn't preach right. He doesn't. He just tells stories. He just does this. He does that. And you're turning against everything you've been taught. And now all of a sudden you are liking everybody that's new. And this guy, he doesn't use a hymn book anymore. And this guy, he doesn't do expository preaching or preaching, declaring righteousness. Or we don't have a choir anymore because we got a praise group up here. And that's the new way. That's not the tradition. We have never had a praise group in America's history. That's all new stuff. I think of this book that's been written while I left the contemporary Christian movement, written by a man. He said it's just fleshly. He says you're going to find out it's a fleshly movement. And child of God, you're singing songs that I don't know those songs. I was in one church where I told you a few weeks ago, Ms. Treber and I were going to our son's wedding. And on the way, we stopped, and it was a Baptist church, and we stopped for church in Texas. And all the older people sat in the back, the people that built those buildings. And the praise and worship lady, she's standing up there, and she's worshiping God and singing worship songs. And I thought, man, I want to leave, but there's nowhere to go. And my wife and I sat there, and then right before the message, they sang one old traditional song. And I watched those old people. They all started singing. But before that, they had their arms crossed. They weren't part of that. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something about that church. Let me just tell you something about it. Those old people that are in their 70s and 80s and 90s, hang on. They're going to be dead pretty soon. They're going to be dead. You won't have to fight them. Don't fight them. Just agree with them. Be nice to them. Let them die out. And you go ahead and you change your church. The church that they gave all the money to build. The church that they supported the philosophy of that church. All that. You go ahead. And they're going to be dead. And you can go ahead and have your praise groups and have all that. But I'll tell you what, you're going to regret what you're going to wind up with. Listen. You will produce nobody for Bible college. Nobody. You won't produce people for Bible college. Are you listening to me? You'll produce them for a secular Christian college, but not for Bible college. None of your boys are going to be preachers. None are going to be evangelists. None of them are going to be Christian school principals. They're not going to get involved in the work of God. They're not going to. Hey, I'm telling you, we're not getting students from these churches. And those that are getting students, they're not producing to be preachers. They're not going to be Baptist. You watch. I watch these colleges are producing non-Baptist people. Father, help us to withdraw from everybody that walks disorderly. I don't want us to be mean. We're not going to count people as an enemy, but as a brother. But we've got to withdraw. We've got to take a stand. Help these men to figure out what they believe and then lead their people in paths of righteousness is my prayer. Bless our dear listeners this weekend as we seek to serve thee on Saturday, tomorrow, and then on Sunday in the Lord's house. May it be a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.